Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The political party in control usually hits headwinds in midterm elections, so it's no surprise that held true for the just completed 2018 midterms. According to AgWeb.com, Democrats won the U.S. House but lost seats in the Senate, a split predicted by many analysts. In a Farm Journal Pulse survey, 817 farmers were asked to rate how satisfied they are with the midterm results, with 64% saying they were very satisfied or somewhat satisfied with the outcome. Chinese officials have outlined a series of potential concessions to the Trump administration as they try to resolve a trade war between the world's largest two economies. But AgWeb.com reports people familiar with the discussions say the commitments, for now, fall short of the type of structural reforms the president demands. Sources say most concessions appear to rehash previous changes already made by China and do not contain changes to industrial policies such as Xi's Made in China 2025 that Washington's been seeking. The Kansas City Fed reports the decline in farm income did accelerate from July to September. Despite interest rates on the rise, the Fed says rates on farm loans still remain well below pre-recession levels. As reported in AgWeb.com, Farmers National Company says a quality piece of land still brings top dollar, but there is more caution in the land buyer. And it's a question of whether land values have found a bottom or a plateau. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.